Good to see all of you here today in the house of God. Let's go to the Word of God this morning, and let's get right into it here today. Joshua chapter 1, Joshua chapter 1, and verse starting with verse 1, I want to read down through verse 8, and some very familiar scriptures today. Praise the Lord. And let's look at it here this morning. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Amen. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness in this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and of the great sea, toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Praise the Lord. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And I believe this morning that the word of God that we read here in the book of Joshua is good for you and I today. I believe it applies to us. And it is a promise. it is the word of God that never changes. Amen. It is the word of God that never changes. Amen. I want to talk about this in a general sense, but I want to talk about the parts of this that has not changed. Amen. There is a part of this that has not changed, and it is for us today. Amen. Let's pray together. Let's ask for the help of the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning for the word of God. We thank you for truth today. We ask you to anoint the word of God to speak to our hearts. We give you honor, praise, and thanks for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. God bless you. Praise the Lord. All right. They're already getting after it over there. Amen. How about us getting after it over here? All right. Praise God. There's a few of us going to do that. We're going to try our best. Amen. You know, there are just some things that never change, and that's an old cliche, an old saying that we've heard in the past, but there is a lot that is changing in our world. If you're keeping up with situations that are developing in our world, there's a lot of changes that are taking place. A lot of people that are trying to change things and are not wanting to stay with the old ways, or we are looking at a situation where there are those that would like to change our country. There are those that would like to change our world and turn it into some sort of utopian idea that will never, ever come to pass. And in a world that is constantly changing, in a society that is constantly changing, where nothing seems to be solid, I'm just so very thankful that God put the church right in the middle of all of that. Amen. Thank God for the church this morning. And thank God for the gospel message, the message of truth that we have this morning. And it was given almost 2,000 years ago, and it still applies for us today. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. And so when we look at the Word of God, we look at something that will never change. And Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And so there is a divine integrity that God has toward his word. God has promised that his word will never change. And we know that this is a fact. We know that it is true. There are the naysayers. There are the troubled ones that feel like the word of God does not apply to us. But the word of God has not changed. Amen. It has not changed at all. In 1948, they found the Dead Sea Scrolls, and among those Dead Sea Scrolls, they found a complete copy of the book of Isaiah, and they all of a sudden had a copy of Scripture that was about 2,000 years old that they could compare with the Scriptures that they have today, to see if there has been any change in the Scriptures. And I'm here to say that they did not find any changes in it whatsoever, but it was exactly the same as it was in the beginning. Praise God. You know why? God's going to preserve his word. God's going to keep it solid and stable till the very end. Amen. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God will not pass away. Amen. We're in a very solid world, it seems like. The sun comes up every day, goes down every night, and it is very solid and very secure. But he said heaven and earth can pass away, but the word of God will not pass away. Amen. Well, somebody said praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the word that we have here this morning from the book of Joshua chapter 1 after the death of Moses is relevant for you and I today. Amen. And the first thing that God gave to Joshua here, he said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said unto Moses. And then he describes the area that he is going to give them. And that is one of the very first things that God promised to Joshua and to his people. Amen. Everywhere your soul shall tread, I have given it to you. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29, very exciting scripture here. It says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us. Amen. And we could say, it belongs to me and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. And so the secret things, of course, they belong unto the Lord, and there are many secret things that God has not revealed to us. We do not know the day nor the hour in which he is coming. Jesus declared that. Only the Father knows that. Only God Almighty knows that. And so the secret things belong unto the Lord. But those things which have been revealed. Brother Fred, get me the book of John chapter 14 and verse 27. And let's look at a scripture here this morning. And let's find out. And I just want to whet your appetite here this morning. If you have a need in your life, I just challenge you today to find a promise in the Word of God that deals with the situation in your life. Amen. I cannot go over all of these, but look at it here. Read it. peace I leave with you.
My peace I give unto you.
Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. All right. Praise God. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. And so there is a promise here this morning that Jesus made to us that we can possess some things. Amen. He has given us the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost this morning. Thank God for the victory that we have in the Holy Ghost. And then he says, my peace I give to you, and let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And that's where we run into problems, is when we allow fear to rule our hearts. Amen. I don't know about you, but I have dealt with fear. Amen. I was talking to someone yesterday. They gave me a call, and been going through it, having a real battle with some physical things. And I said, you're probably battling some fear. And they said, you know what? I'm battling fear. But fear is the opposite of faith, and we will not receive anything from God when we walk in fear. Amen. There's no place in the life of a child of God to fear everything that comes along. Amen. Because we have not been given over to destruction. We have not been cast away by God. He did not save us to destroy us. Well, praise the Lord. He didn't. And he has given us some things that we can have. Go to John chapter 10 and let's see, verse 28. And let's look at this here as well. Praise God. Read for us. John 10 and verse 28.
And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
Amen. All right. I give unto them eternal life. Thank God for eternal life here this morning. And we have that promise and that gift that God has given unto us. Amen. I'll tell you what we need today is we need revelation. Amen. The scripture we read there in Deuteronomy 29 and 29, the things which are revealed belong unto us. And so the things that belong unto us come to us by revelation. They are revealed unto us. And it is the will of God that we have revelation. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, somebody. Revelation. We need the revelation of God's will in our life. We need a revelation concerning the things that we are facing in our life individually. And you say, well, I need somebody to tell me what the will of God is or what God has for me. I'm telling you, that's your job. That is your responsibility. Amen. To pray and to seek after God. Amen. That's how we grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's how we understand and learn his voice. Amen. And can follow him. Praise God. Is through revelation. Revelation comes through the preaching of the Word of God. Revelation comes through the reading of the Word of God. Revelation comes through the study of the Word of God. And honestly, this morning, revelation comes through prayer as well. And the last two are very important, prayer and the study of the Word of God. Amen. If you are in school today or you have been in school, and I think probably all of us have, there were times that revelation came to us in our studies. I remember as a child learning math, learning division, and I remember that when the revelation of division came to me, and I understood this thing of division, dividing numbers. I got excited about that revelation that I received from the teacher. Amen. I don't know about you today, but if we stop learning, we stop living. Praise God. And learning is revelation. It is gaining and having things revealed to us. Praise God. And revelation continues to come. I think that's why we need to be students of the Word of God, and we need to be students of life. Amen. Students of the world around us, so that we can live a life of excitement based around revelation. The things that are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. Praise God. And thank God for revelation. It helps and it blesses in many areas of life. Somebody came along one time, his name was Ford, and he decided that he was tired of riding a horse, and so he was going to make a car. And I did some reading about that, and the most difficult part of the situation was to get an engine to find a power source where they could make this car work. And they developed and they worked, and it was revelation that came. And thank God that revelation came, because it belongs to us now, and it belongs to our children and to those that are going to go beyond us. Amen. Generations have been blessed because of the design of the automobile. Praise God. Mr. Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. And if you're down south, it's a light bulb. Amen. And he developed the light bulb. And I think it was about 1,000 failures. He tried 1,000 different ways and different things to make a light bulb. And finally, he discovered it. Amen. There was revelation that came. And then from that revelation, they began to build upon that foundation. And now today we have LED lights, and we have fluorescent lights, and we have different methods now and different ways. And it was because somebody had a desire for revelation. Amen. Do you have a desire for revelation in your life? Amen. In your walk with God, the secret things belong unto the Lord. But I'm telling you, God reveals secrets. Daniel made it clear that there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets. Amen. And it's not for everybody, but it's for those who have a desire for revelation in their lives. Amen. I'm not going to get discouraged. I'm just going to continue to seek for revelation. Amen. Because the world and life will throw you a lot of curveballs, so to speak. They'll throw you things, and you don't know how to handle it, and you don't know what to do. Some folks get discouraged. Some folks get bitter. But some folks go into the area of revelation and say, I'm going to find out what the right thing is to do here, and I'm going to make it through to the other side of this situation. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Some people are victims and some people are victors. I choose to be a victor today. Praise God. I'm not a victim of my circumstances, because I have a God who can reveal secrets. Amen. And that promise is for me today. Amen. The promise of possession. And he said, I'm going to give you this land. Every place that the sole of your foot treads, I'm going to give it to you. Amen. I believe in revival today. I believe that God has given us the land, amen, so that we can do his will, praise God, and we can go forth. There are those of you that have been talking to me about people that you've been witnessing to and talking to, some folks that are supposed to be here in service today, amen, that we are excited about the possibilities, amen, and I thank God. I'm not going to roll over and give up, amen. I'm not going to give in to the constant pressure of this world. Oh, no, I'm telling you what, there's a better way for the people of God, and it is a revelation of possession. God has given us some things to possess, Peace, amen. If you need peace today, Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. Amen. If you need eternal life today, he gives us eternal life. And you can get your nose in the book, in the good book this morning, and find out what promises are available for you, and go after it. Praise God. Go after it. And it is available, and it's for us. But what we need is revelation. Amen. I believe that God blesses his people. And he said, I'm going to give you this land. But in that land, there were giants. Amen. Men that stood over 9 feet tall. The Jews looked like grasshoppers in their sight. Some of those giants had 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot. Amen. They were massive. They were warriors. They knew how to fight. They were quick on their feet. They were not lumbering giants. Amen. But they were men that knew how to fight. But I'm telling you what, when God began to use them, it was a challenge for them to go and to kill those giants. They went after Og of Bashan. You read about Og of Bashan. He had a metal bed that he sat or that he laid on. That man was a huge man. Amen. Probably some 12, 13 feet tall, and had to make a special bed for him. He was the king over all the giants, and you read about it in the scripture. There are many places where it makes reference to him, because it was a very great victory when they killed him and they disposed of him. Praise God. I'm telling you what, there's some giants in the land. There are giants of fear. There are giants of doubt. There are giants that will come along and try to steal your hope. Well, praise God that God will help everybody but me. Amen. God will help everybody's children but my children. I'm telling you what, today there are giants in the land. But what we need is revelation. Praise God. We need revelation that comes from God that will give us the encouragement and the courage to step out and to look that giant in the eye. Praise God. David got the whole thing started. Just as a little boy, he went down in the valley and came up the other side. He didn't wait for the giant to come to him. He went to his giant and he defeated him. Praise God. All of us face giants. Amen. You're going to face a giant in your life. But you've got to remember that there is a message that never changes. Yes, it was for Joshua. Yes, it was for the children of Israel. But I want to say this morning, it's for you as well. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. He went on and he said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Praise God. I'll tell you, when you get into the Word of God, it is so encouraging and uplifting. Amen. To those that walk by faith, it is encouraging and it is uplifting this morning. Praise God. And he said, there's not a man, not a single person will be able to stand before you. As I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. And this man, Joshua, believed God. He believed God. There was a time that they needed more sunlight, and he had enough faith in his God and in the promise of God, the promise of authority, that he looked up and he said, "Sun, stand still." Well, praise God. I don't know if it was the sun that stood still or if the earth stopped rotating. I don't know how God did it, but all of a sudden the sun just stopped in the sky and they went on and did their business until it was over with. You're talking about great authority. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I've got authority. I go to the mall and they've got those automatic doors and I look at it and say, open, and that door opens. I've got authority. Amen. I go to Walmart and I say, open, and that door opens. Amen. We've got power this morning. Praise God. Amen. Makes me feel good at least anyway. They said that there was a pastor that would get up early in the morning and he would drive down the country road to the railroad crossing and stop. And he would sit there and wait until the train went by, and then he would turn around and go back home. And the next morning he did the same thing. Every day he did the same thing. And finally somebody saw what he was doing. And he said, they asked him, said, why are you doing that every morning and go see the train go by and then turn around and come back? And he said, you know, it just does my heart so much good to see something that big moving that fast and I don't have to push it. Praise God. But you know what? We got power. Praise God. We've got power in the Holy Ghost. Acts 4 and verse 12, he said, and you shall receive power. I'm sorry, Acts 1 and 8, and you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And that's not a show-off power. That's not a cocky, arrogant power. Amen. But it is an extension of the promise that God gave to Joshua here. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee. Praise God. I remember hearing of one of our ministers back at the turn of the century in the early 1900s. He received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He was a minister in another organization that was simply just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he saw the revelation of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and he received the Holy Ghost, and some of the ministers of his organization, those that were on the boards, so forth, called him in. And wanted to talk to him about it because they did not believe in it. They did not believe that it was for us today. And they asked him, they said, have you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues? And he said, yes, I have. And one of the men on the board said, well, speak in tongues for us. And he said, well, I can't just do that. That's not right. This is not something that we show off and whatever. And they begin to goad him. They begin to criticize him and so forth. And the man began to say things to him that were contrary to the truth and contrary to his experience. And he said, all of a sudden, the Spirit of God came upon him, and he began to speak in tongues right before them. And within 30 days, the man who was very critical of him died of cancer. Amen. And that was not something that he wished to happen, but I'm telling you what, you cannot fool around with the things of God. Amen. The devils tremble when we say the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. When we preach the gospel, it is the power of God to salvation. Amen. It's not a cute message. It's not something that we just do because that's who we are. Oh, no. It is the power and the authority of God. Praise the Lord. I've discovered over the years that you can speak the word of God and God will back you up. Amen. I got a phone call one night about 11 o'clock at night, and one of the young converts, young men in the church in Boston, called, his girlfriend called and said, Jimmy is on an LSD trip. And he was teaching a Bible study to some of his friends, and they slipped some drugs into his coffee, and Jimmy is on a trip, and you need to come and pray for him. And on the way there, I was just a young minister. I had not experienced the power of the Holy Ghost in this way. And this was really the very first miracle in my ministry. And I went to the house, but on the way, the Lord showed me the Word of God in Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. And it says, and you shall drink any deadly thing, and it shall not hurt you. And I thought, well, if it's in the Word of God, it's got to be right. Amen. I'd never experienced it before, had never gone down that pathway before, but I walked into his apartment. There he was laying on the bed, and actually it was just a cot, and he was shaking uncontrollably. His eyes were dilated, big red circles around his eyes, and I walked in and said, "Jimmy, I want to read the Word of God to you." And I read Mark 16 and 16, and I said, "The Word of God says this cannot stay in your body. God is going to deliver you." I'll tell you what, I was out on a limb, because if it didn't happen, I wasn't telling the truth. But the truth is the Word of God, and folks, we can speak the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord. God is pleased when we speak His Word. Amen. God is pleased when we preach it, when we declare it, when we stand upon it. Praise God. And we begin to pray, and I'm telling you, within 60 seconds, amen, God completely healed that young man and delivered him of that LSD trip that he was on. And I went back home and went to bed. Amen. But very thankful that the Word of God is true. Folks, the Word of God is true. Praise the Lord. There's times you got to stand on the authority of the Word of God. There are times you have to declare the Word of God. No man will be able to stand before you. Amen. No devil will be able to stand before you. No false doctrine will be able to stand before you. Amen. There are many times that the enemy has claimed authority over God's people. Amen. And every time that the people of God give in to the criticism or the claim of the enemy, they have always been defeated. But every time that they stand up and declare the Word of God and speak the Word of God, amen, I'm not talking about a name it and claim it doctrine this morning. I'm talking about declaring the Word of God, getting a revelation in your mind and in your heart, and then speaking that revelation to the spirits that are around you. Amen. I'm telling you today, if we will do this, we'll experience more victory than we've ever experienced before. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. A promise of authority. And I'll tell you, when I got saved, I discovered after a short period of time that there were some people in the church that I got saved in that were, I call them naysayers. I heard them talking, and I didn't listen to what they had to say because it wasn't good. And then I found out that later those folks got bitter, and they're gone, but I'm still here walking in the promise of God. And then we moved to Boston and started the work there. And after a little while, I realized there were some naysayers that showed up there as well. And they got bitter, and they're not around anymore, but I'm still here walking in the promise of God. Amen. And then I found out when I went to the first church that I pastored, there were naysayers in there. Naysayers are those that always are, they're always against it. Amen. They're always against it. I'm against it. I don't think that we ought to do this or whatever. But I'm telling you, yeah, they might be in the majority sometimes, but all you need is a Joshua and a Caleb that'll stand and speak the Word of God and the promise of God and stand on authority, and you'll make it all the way. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And then I found out that every church that I pastored, amen, they're naysayers. There are those that want to look at the negatives, amen. They want to look at the bad. They want to look at those things that seemingly have authority and power over them. But I'm telling you, the Word of God this morning, He told Joshua, He said, "No man will be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life." And then the naysayers come along and say, "Well, there's giants over there." Amen. And we're like grasshoppers in their sight. Oh, there's milk and honey. There's grapes as big as your fist. Amen. Takes two men to carry a thing of grapes out of there. Oh, it's a good land. It's rich. It's fertile. But, amen, but there are giants in the land. Well, you can look at your giant all you want to, but I'm going to go for the possession. Praise God. I'm going to exert the authority that God said I could have. I'm not claiming something God didn't give me, but what God gave me, I'm going to claim it. Praise God. I want to stand in it. I want to experience it and realize it in my life. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. You're never going to go astray, amen, when you lean on the Word of God. And there's another aspect of this as well. And when he spoke to Joshua, he said, "Be strong and of a good courage." Amen. "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." So where does real prosperity come from? Where does the real blessings of life come from? I'll tell you where it comes from according to the Word of God. It is when we are steadfast in obeying the commandments of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The message of holiness is still valid today. Praise God. The message of righteousness and separation from the world is still in the Word of God. If we believe that the Word does not change, then it applies for us today. It's in the old and it's in the new. The old is the schoolmaster that brings us to Christ. Amen. And Jesus did not come to save us in our sins, but he came to save us from our sins. He went to Calvary and paid the price, but it is still not the will of God that we walk in sin, but it is the will of God that we obey the commandments. Sometimes it takes courage to obey the commandments of God, because when you give your life to God, there will be family members that will say, "You're doing what now?" Well, then you've got to explain the situation. There may be a husband or a wife that'll say, "You're going where to church?" I'm telling you what, there is demanded of us at times courage. Amen. Because the nations around them, they didn't live like they did. They didn't have the same customs. They didn't have the same ways. And there's always that pressure. Folks, I'm telling you, in our world today, there is so much pressure. Amen. So much pressure in the sports world. There is so much pressure in the corporate arena. There's so much pressure in the public school system. There is exerted so much pressure to conform, and it's not just from the students in the school situation, but it's the teachers sometimes. It is the administration sometimes. Amen. It is the adults at times. I'm not saying always, but at times there is a tremendous amount of pressure that is placed upon children today to conform. They are talking now that in some places they are encouraging these children to decide what gender they are. And they're making it so confusing that a little boy can say, "Well, I feel like I'm a girl." Or a little girl can say, "I feel like I'm a boy." And now they've come up with another term that is a gender neutral. Amen. Or a non-gender. They don't know who they are or what they are. Amen. I'm telling you today, there's a lot of pressure. There are a lot of things that we are going to face and we are facing right now. Amen. The days are dark. We are living in a dark time right now. Sin is very prevalent all around us. God help us that the church does not fall asleep. Amen. But we stand up in courage and say, you know what? There are still some people around that believe something. And we believe the Word of God. We believe the same thing that we believed when we first started out with God. Amen. We're not changing it to conform to society. We're not changing to conform to the spirit and the customs of the day. Amen. But we're conforming to God and to the Word of God. That's really what it means to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Amen, is to stand for God and stand for the Word of God, not being obnoxious and not being rude or anything along those lines, but just standing for God and standing for the Word of God. Folks, we're going to give an account for what is written in the book. We are going to give an account of the things that are written in the Word of God. It is not going to change. It doesn't matter if society changes. The Word of God is not going to change. Amen. What we need is courage. Somebody said courage. He said be strong and of a good courage. Strength means that you don't get tired of it after a while. Strength means that you have the ability to endure for long periods of time. Amen. Strength means you're not going to get so tired that you just give up and let somebody else do it. Amen. But strength is the ability to endure. Praise God. Jesus said in one place, he said, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. And that endurance comes from strength. He said, be strong and of a good courage. Amen. Pastors need to be strong today. And I'm afraid that we have gone another direction. Amen. We have gone another direction, and all we're looking for now is to appease the God of revival, and we want people, and we want numbers, and we want buildings, and we'll do whatever it takes to get that. But I'm telling you today, friend, that there needs to be strength to stand for the Word of God and stand for the truth of the Word of God, and not only to stand for it, but to do the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To stand and to do the will of God and to follow the Word of God, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses thy servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now look at this. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Amen. It's not just enough to come to church, but we must meditate in the Word of God day and night. A day should not go by that we don't meditate on the Word of God. Amen. A day should not go by until the Word of God is spoken out of our mouth. Amen. Well, praise the Lord that it shall not depart out of thy mouth, because the enemy knows and God knows that when we speak, amen, what comes out of our mouth is the overflow of our heart. Amen. Out of the mouth, amen, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so it is the overflow of the heart. Amen. And if all we talk about is our problems, if all we talk about is our troubles, amen, that is going to become the overflow of the heart. Well, praise God, but God's looking for some people with courage. God's looking for some people with strength, amen, that will speak the word of God. And when everybody's saying there's a problem here and there's a problem there, amen, why doesn't somebody stand up and say, we've got a God here too. And our God is able, and we are well able. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've seen it over the years. I've seen it over the years. Folks get these things underneath in the cowboy arena. They call it a burr under their saddle. Amen. You don't want to ride a horse that has a burr under its saddle. You know, those cuckaburrs. And they get it underneath the blanket, and it gets on the horse's back, and you put the blanket on, then you put the saddle on and cinch it up and get up there. I'm telling you what, you're going to have an unhappy horse, because that burr is going to be digging into his back, and he's going to buck and kick. You don't even want to get close to that horse. Amen. You just need to get rid of the burr. Don't get rid of the horse. Don't get rid of the saddle. Don't get rid of the blanket. Amen. Or the cowboy. Just get rid of the burr. Praise God. And things will calm down. Amen. It'll be enjoyable. It'll be an enjoyable trip. Praise God. I don't want to go to heaven over the rough road. Amen. I want it to be a pleasant experience. You know, there's two kinds of people. Praise God. Optimists and pessimists. Did you know that? Amen. People that look at the good things and people that look at the bad things. And there's only one difference between a pessimist and an optimist. Amen. They're both on the same train and they're headed to the same destination. The difference is one enjoys the trip and the other one doesn't. Oh, boy, I feel the pessimist here this morning. Well, praise God. Amen. You might not make it to the end of the journey. I'm telling you what, we need to enjoy the trip. Praise God. Because we're on our way to heaven. Amen, Pastor. Amen. I'm going to walk on streets of gold. I'm going to be with Jesus forever. Amen. It's just about time I get to go home and get a hamburger. Amen. Hey, we're on our way to heaven, folks. When we walk through the gates of the city, praise God, when we come into the door of the church, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you what, you just mark it down. I plan to keep people like Deontay Brown doing the songs, leading the songs, because I don't want somebody getting up here in the pulpit saying, all right, I know it's been a rough week, folks, and we got to get this done here this morning. Let's do our best to worship. Come on and sing some slow, dragged-out song, and half the congregation falls asleep during the song service. It ain't going to happen. Amen. It's not going to happen. I want somebody that's excited about living for God, excited about worship. Amen. Amen, Pastor. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you what, it's going to make a difference in your walk with God. Amen. We've got some promises here, some things that have not changed. Amen. Obey the law of God. And he said, be strong and of a good courage. Amen. And so there is a commandment to be brave. Amen. Bravery is defined as standing and never giving up. Amen. And bravery doesn't mean that you never get scared. A lot of heroes were scared to death when they got involved in their situation. And there are going to be times that you're going to be scared to death and you're going to look at that giant and say, oh my, I don't know how God's going to do this one, but this is really going to be a big miracle here. Praise God. You just got to look at it that way. And he says, be strong and of a good courage. That's bravery. Amen. And sometimes it's not the strongest one that wins. Sometimes it's not the strongest one. Sometimes it's the one that just keeps going. Praise the Lord. I remember when I was a kid in grade school, we had a little basketball team, and we played with some of the other Catholic churches and stuff. And we come up against this one team, and we were just kids. We were grade school kids, little grade school kids, and we came up against this other team, and those guys were much taller than us. When we jumped up to get the rebound, all they did was flat-footed, just grab the ball, and it was higher than what we could jump. And these guys had facial hair and deep voices, and we were skinny, garden hose arms, running around. But there was one advantage that we had that they didn't have. We were unified, and we were fast on our feet. I couldn't play. I've never been a basketball player. I couldn't play basketball back then, but I just wanted to be involved. And I knew how to run. We would go and practice, and we would run up the bleachers and down the bleachers, up the bleachers and down the bleachers. And that was our basketball practice. It wasn't getting the ball through the hoop. It was just running. And at break at school, we had a big track that was about a quarter of a mile, four times around to be a mile. On break, everybody go out there and we'd run. We'd run around that track. After we was done at lunchtime, we'd run around that track. And we ran and ran and ran. We were in such good cardiovascular shape. And here come these big guys with hair on their face and in deep voices. And they probably been laying around, you know, well, this isn't going to be a big deal here. Just these little pipsqueaks. But I'm telling you what. As soon as we got the ball, we was running to the other end. And they were like, well, we better catch up with these guys. And they run after us, and they could catch us at first, but we never gave up. Next time we got the ball, run to the other end, run back, run. I mean, we ran the whole time. And after a while, they started fussing and fighting with each other because they couldn't keep up, and they were getting tired, and they were getting frustrated. And you know what? We beat them. We were not as good as they were. We were not as strong as they were. But we beat them because we did not give up. We pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And I'm telling you what today, friend, you can live for God. I'm telling you, you can live for God. You just got to have the right attitude and the right motive behind it. Amen. And have some courage. Praise God. Victory, sometimes victory is defined as being the last man standing. You might be standing like this, but that's victory. Praise God. We live out in the country, and we got some field mice out there. And them guys, them fuzzy little guys, about that big around, about that long, without a tail. With a tail, I mean, they're pretty good size. And we had one come in the house one time, and I put out a glue trap. Have you ever caught a mouse on a glue trap? I don't use those things anymore. I'd rather just hear the snap and it be over with. But this poor fella, he got caught on the glue trap. And I picked up the glue trap and put it in the trash bag, tied the trash bag up, set it out, was going to take it out the next morning. And all night long, this little guy was struggling to get off of this glue trap. Pulling a foot off, pulling another foot. You know, it had to be excruciating all night long. And the next morning I got up and I got ready to take the trash out. And there he was on the top of the trash bag. He had made it off of the glue trap, and he was looking at me going like this. He was physically worn out, exhausted. But he wasn't on the glue trap. You know what I did? I said, buddy, you earned your life. I'm taking you out behind the shed and letting you go. And I did. I let that poor fella go. I said, he deserves to live. Amen. Victory. Victory. Amen. He didn't feel victorious. He didn't look victorious. But I tell you what, he was victorious. Now, I don't know, maybe a cat got him or a hawk or something like that. I don't know what happened to him down the road, but he made it through that test right there. And sometimes the devil will get you on one of them glue traps, and you pull one hand off and another one gets stuck. And then you pull a leg off and your hand gets stuck. And before you know it, you feel like you're in a maze of sorts, and you're never going to get out of your situation. You know what? Victory sometimes is the last man standing. I'm gonna be the last man standing. Anybody want to stand with me? Amen. I want some folks to stand with me, because when we stand together, we're even more powerful. Well, praise the Lord. Romans 10 and verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. That's the next part of it. He said, be strong and of a good courage. But then he talks about it in your mouth. Amen. He said, it's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. It's interesting, isn't it, that on the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter never said that for salvation. He said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What is Paul writing to the Romans about? the very thing that I am talking about here this morning. We need to be saved, amen, from our troubles. We need to be saved sometimes from situations that arise. And I'm telling you what, there is something that is very, very near to us. And it says that it is the word of faith which we preach, which we speak. Amen. The word of faith which we preach. Praise God. Well, that's the preacher's job. No, I'm telling you, it's your job. It's your job to stand up and to say, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And so the confession that Jesus Christ died and rose again, that confession of the gospel, amen, I know that God is with me because he went to the cross and died and rose again so that I could have the abundant life that he has promised to me. It takes speaking it out of your mouth. Y'all are looking kind of funny this morning. When was the last time you said with your mouth out loud so the spirits that are around you can hear you and that God could hear you? Amen. He let them run out of water. He let them run out of food to see what was in their heart, whether or not they would obey the commandments of God. Amen. God listened to hear what they had to say in the time of trouble. Folks, what you say is so very important. Amen. God is for me. God is for me. When was the last time you said that? God is for me. God is for me. Do you believe that this morning? God is for me. When was the last time you told somebody, oh my, you're having troubles. Oh, God is for me. Don't worry about it. It'll be all right. God is for me. God is with us. Amen. It's going to be all right. Do you believe that this morning, church? God's going to be with us. God is with us. And the word is nigh unto us. Unfortunately, with some people, the word is not nigh. It's far away. Because they've never read it. They've never studied it. They've never applied it to their lives. And that's why That's why they come to you on the job and say, oh, my life is so difficult. Because they've never spoken the word of faith. They don't know what it is to walk in the authority of God. Amen. And to claim the promise of God. I claim it this morning. And it doesn't matter what anybody says, I claim it. Amen. I'm claiming revival. I'm claiming blessings. I'm claiming healing. Amen. I'm claiming victory today. Praise God. I may not feel like it, may not even look like it. But I'm telling you what, I'm claiming it today because God has it for me. If you believe that, why don't you stand with me this morning? Praise God. It's for us. It's for us. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Amen. But thou shalt meditate in it day and night. Isn't that what David said in Psalm chapter 1? Praise the Lord. Can you quote Psalm chapter 1? You need to learn Psalm chapter 1, be able to quote it. Praise God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The wicked are not so. The wicked are not so. And then he goes on and talks about the destruction of the wicked. Amen. But the word is nigh. The word is very near. Let's let the word of God be near in our lives. Amen. Let's meditate on it. Let's read it. Let's study it. Let's apply it to our lives. Let's go the second mile to obey the word of God. Why? Because I believe it. It's a message that has never changed, and it will never change. Amen. You know, there are times that it's going to look real bad. Brother Elder preached on that. He talked about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He talked about Daniel. Y'all remember that? They could never have children again. They were in captivity in a foreign land. No hope of ever getting home. No hope of any blessings in this life. It's all over with. And honestly, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in that situation by nothing that they had personally done. You want to look at it that way. It was the religious people of Israel that brought them to that destruction. But Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were men that walked by faith. But they found themselves in this situation. Amen. But I'm telling you today, they were going to proclaim God. They were going to follow the ways of the Lord. And look what God did for them. He lifted them up in the proper time and in the proper way. Amen. The promises are true. The promises are sure. God has it for us today. Amen. Let's apply it to our lives. Amen. If you're sick, don't go around telling everybody that you're sick. Praise the Lord. Say, well, I'm sick, but God's going to heal me. Praise the Lord. Amen, Pastor. I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. He's going to give me some medication. I believe in doctors. I really do. Amen. Doctors can be a tremendous blessing. I've been tremendously blessed. Amen. If it were not for the doctors in my life, I don't know where I'd be right now. But I'm thankful for them. But you know what? I'm confessing today that God's my healer. God is the healing God. God is the one that is able to help. God is the one that is able to move and to touch. Amen. Because I tell you what, after a while, you'll begin to build your problems up into something. You know, this is a problem, but then that's going to create a problem, and then this will create a problem, and before you know it, you're way, way over here somewhere in all of these problems that haven't even come up yet. Amen. I'm telling you, let's just walk by faith today. Trust God. Believe God. Live for God. Walk with God. Father, I thank you for the word this morning. Thank you for the promise of the word of God today. In Jesus' name, help us to walk in it. Help us to love it. Help us to live it. Give us courage. Give us victory. Help us to stand in Jesus' name this morning. Come on, somebody, lift your voice with me today. Praise God. It's got to be in your mouth. It's got to be in your mouth. Amen. It's got to come out of your mouth. Amen. My God is going to see me through. I don't know what the end result is going to be, but my God is going to see me through. Amen. Let the spirits of hell know where you stand. Let God know where you stand. Amen. In Jesus' name this morning. In Jesus' name. If you're sick today, why don't you come right now? Amen. The Bible says, let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray. Amen. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. Amen. And if there's any sins, they shall be forgiven him. You talk about healing, physical and spiritual healing comes. Amen. When we obey the word of God, let's have courage to obey the commandments of God. Amen. And to just stand on those truths.